Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding at the very end of the fourth line of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Tana Ne'evad. So says the Gemara, when it comes to a living animal that is Ne'evad, does it become Asur for a Hegdish? So we're going to bring a Stira in Brises. Tana Ne'evad Shelo Asur Shel Chaveru Mutar, that an animal that was worshipped, if it belongs to the person who worshipped it, yeah, then it becomes Asur to bring it as a Karban. But if it belongs to somebody else, I just go and worship my neighbor's animal, then it remains mutter to be brought as a karban, because I can't ask for somebody else's stuff. You know, the most osa davar sheino shalo ureminhi. But I'll ask you a stira. Ezeu nevad kol sha'ovdimoso bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid bein ba'ones bein b'ratzon. That nevad is that which was worshipped in any which way, whether it was shogeg, mezid, ones, or ratzon. So says Gemara, hay ones, hay chidami. What type of ones are we talking about? Isn't this talking about a case where a person stole his friend's animal and he bowed to it? So you see that even if a person worshipped Behemas Chavero, it's Asur L'Gavoa, not like the previous brisa that said that, no, you can only do that to your own animal, you can't Asur somebody else's animal. Amar Rami Bar Chama, lo, the brisa does not mean, Bein Ba'onis does not mean you did it to somebody else's animal, that wouldn't answer it. No, it's talking about a case where Ovdi Chavim came and forced you to worship your own animal. So I asked Rabbi Zeira, how can you say the Brice is talking about that Ovdi Chavim came and forced you? Onas Rachmana Patre, don't we say that you're Pater when you're being forced? Dichsiv, just like we say when a girl, Rachmana Litzlan, gets raped, she's Pater from any Onesh, from having a Bia Asura, because she's totally Ones, it's totally out of her control. So if a person who does an Avera Ba'ones is Pater, so if you're Mishtachve to a Behema Ba'ones, you're Pater, there's no way that that animal should become Asur L'Gavoa. So why does that animal become Asur to use as a Karban? Ela Amar, which is very interesting, because this is Yahari Gval Yavar, not to do Avodah Zarah. But nevertheless, we still say, apparently, Ones Rechmana Patre, that you're going to be Pater from the Ones, and therefore, the animal should not become avodah zarah. Ella amar Rava, hakol hayu bichlal lo sa'avdim. All different types of avodah, ones, ratzon, it's all included in the Yisra and the Torah not to worship avodah zarah. And if you do it, you're chayv misa. Ukshapir l'cha akasa v'chay behem v'lo sheyamos behem yatsa ones. But once the Torah says v'chay behem v'lo sheyamos behem, we're taught that if you do it by ones, you're not going to be punished because you have to live by the mitzvahs. And if you're being your life is being threatened, so then you don't have to do it. V'hadar kasa v'rachmana. Then the pasuk says v'lo sechalu Hashem kasa, that you can't make a chil Hashem, da'afilu ba'ones. That teaches us that if a person cannot make a chil Hashem, and avodah zarah by definition is a chil Hashem, and even if they threaten your life, it's yaharig val yavar. So since we find avodah zarah ba'ones is excluded from the pasuk of v'chay behem, and it's included in v'lo sechalu, ha-ketzad, ha-betzina, ha-beferhesia, that you have to be mechalik. Avodah zarah will not be asur ba'ones if you did it bitzina ba'ones, but if you did it b'farhasya ba'ones, then itaka will be aser. So and the brisa that says that if it becomes aser ba'ones is talking about where you did it b'farhasya. So amrei rabban l'rava tanya demseilach. I'll bring a brisa that supports you that if you worship avodah zarah b'farhasya, even with a gun to your head, it becomes aser b'hana'a, because it says b'yum sa'os shalov de Chavim b'shas ha-gzeira, the stands upon which they put avodah zarah at a time of gzeira against the Jewish people, that the Jewish people have to be over avodah zarah. Afal pisha gzeira b'teila osim b'yum sa'os labatu. Even if the gzeira ultimately passes, thankfully, those b'yum sa'os remain asr b'hana'a. The avodah zarah that the Shas Gzeira was clearly an ones, and nevertheless, the Biyum Sa'os, those stands upon which the Avodah Zarah sat, remain Asr. Must be because an Avodah B'Shas Gzeira is an Avodah B'Farhesya, and that therefore Asr's what the object of your worship. Amar Luhu, Imishim Halot Sayayin. Now, that's not necessarily a Raya. Emer Yisrael Mumar Havav Palach Labaratzon, because it could be that over there we're talking about where the person who bowed to it was a Yisrael Mumar, and he was more than happy expect you to be bowing to it. Ravashi Amar Lo Tema Emar, don't say that it could be that the guy who was worshipping it was a Yisrael Mumar who was doing it Paratzon. Ela Vada Yisrael Mumar Hava Palach LaParatzon. No, certainly the people who were worshipping it were Yisrael Mumar, because when they saw that that the Jewish people were not doing so well, so there were definitely some Jews who said, why do I want to be on a losing team? I might as well join the Avodah Zarah team, and were more than happy to worship the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara brings another teretz to the stira between the two brises. Again, we have these two brises. When someone forces you to worship Behemas Chavero, is that considered Nevad or not? So Chizki Amar Kigon Shenisech Lavodah Zarah M'Yayin Al Karneha. The second brise is talking about where you are forced to worship Behemas Chavero, and you worship it, and even though the behemah doesn't belong to you, that behemah becomes aser, and that's not a stira to the first brisa, that if you worship behemah's chavero, it's mutter, because the second brisa is talking about where you're menasech l'avodah zarah yayin on the horns of the animal. So since you did a maisa to cover the avodah zarah, you have the ability to, it's not just that you bowed to it, you did a maisa on the animal itself, you have the ability to aser even what doesn't belong to you. But if you were just bowing to it, or some other avoda that's not on the physical goof of the animal itself, then it would not answer it. So Gemara asks that, Maskar Vada Barava, Hai Nevaru, Hai Bimus Bialmuhu Visharya. Is such an animal considered an animal that's worshipped? No, the animal became like your Mizbeach, so to speak, upon which you did Nesachim, that you poured wine on it. But why should that be enough to answer it? Ela Amar Vada Barava, Kigon Shinisach Yain Ben Karnel, Da'avid Bamaisa. That the Bryce is talking about where you poured wine between the horns of the animal, and that way you were Oved the behemah itself, where you did a Maisa on the Avodah Zarah, and by doing that, you made it into an Avodah Zarah, and therefore it becomes also Mishum Nevad, even though it's not yours. Whereas the second Brisa is talking about where you're Mishtachaveh, or you do another Avodah to the behemah that is not a Maisa on the goof of the animal, and that does not answer it. V'chihada asu Ula, and like Ula explained, when it came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Biyochan, Afal Bishamor, Mishtachaveh, the behemah's chaver, lo asara, even though if you bow to someone else's animal, you do not have the capacity to aser it, also ba maisa asara, if you do a maisa on the animal, then you do have the ability to aser it. Amalu Rav Nachman, puku ve'imru le'ula, Rav Nachman told the Bnei Yeshiva, that told him this din of Ula, go out and tell Ula, kvar tirgum Rav Huna l'shmaitech be'bavel, Rav Huna already paskined exactly like you in Bavel, dam Rav Huna, haisa behemes chaver rutsa b'fnei avod chavim, kivan sheshachar pa simen echad asara, that you shecht one simen of behemas chaveru in front of an avod zara, you asra it even though it's not yours, even though you didn't even do a complete shechita, you only began the shechita. Why? Because you did a maisa on the guf animal for the avod zara. Minolanda asara, how do I know that that's the din, that with such a maisa you asra the behema? If you're going to learn it from the Kohanim that the Malchi Yisrael forced to serve as priests for Avodah Zarah, where the Pasuk tells us in Yecheskel that they're not allowed to serve as Kohanim anymore in the Beis HaMikdash, even though they were being forced to serve as Kohanim for Avodah Zarah. So we see a behema also where you do a maisan at l'shem Avodah Zarah should become asur l'gavoa v'dil mashayni Kohanim d'bnei dayaninu. Maybe that's different because Kohanim have das, they get to make their own decisions, so they're not allowed to worship, they're not allowed to be used anymore in the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a kenas, that b'nei deya that were used for avodah zarah cannot be, but a behema which isn't yours, and even when you do a maisa avodah zarah, it doesn't have any das, how can we make a kenas on a behema? The Ella, you know how we know this thing about a behema? May Avnei Mizbeach. We learn it from the Avnei Mizbeach that the Anshe Yavan used for Avodah Zarah, and the Beis Chashmonai had to put it into Geniza, right? That's what we learned on Daf Nun Beis. So even though the Avanim didn't belong to them, they belonged to Hagdish, but they had the ability to Aser these Avanim when they did something with them L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Well, says Gemara, but how do you know that? V'dilma k'drav Papa. Maybe we could be Mechalik like Rav Papa Tosfos said that the reason those Havanim became Asur is because they found a pasuk that says Uva Pritzim v'chiluluha. So we learn from there that the Beis Chashmonai, that once the Havanim entered the Heichal, everything became Chulin. So once it became Chulin, the Goyim were able to make a kinyan on it, and they asked it Mishum Avodah Zarah. But something that's not yours, maybe you cannot Asur Mishum Avodah Zarah if you do a Maisa. If you do a Maisa to it. Ella, so if you want to know how I know that you could ask for Davar Sheino Shalo by doing a Maisa L'Shem Avodah Zarah, Mikelim. We learned from the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash that Achaz Melech Yehuda asserted the Chziv as Kol HaKelim Asher Hizniach HaMelech Achaz Melchusa B'malo Eichanu V'Ikdashnu. So they used it for Avodah Zarah, V'Amar Mar, and Rebbe explained on Daf Nun Beis, Heichanu Sheginaznum, that they had to put them into Geniza, V'Ikdashnu Shekdashnu Achleim Tachtehen. They needed to come up with a replacement Kelim because they became Asr by the fact that they were used for Avodah Zarah. V'ha Ein Adam Asur Davar But how could these kelim become asur? How does Achaz have the capacity to asur them? They don't belong to him. Elakivin David b'maisa itasur lo hachanami kivin shasa b'maisa asara. Since a maisa was done with them, he does have the capacity to asur. So that's the main point over here: is that even though a person cannot asur a davar sheino shalo, if you do a maisa on the item itself, you do have the capacity to asur it. We don't learn this from the kohanim. Who worshipped Avodah Zarah. We don't learn this from the Mizbeach, but we do learn it from the Kelim that Achaz had the capacity to Asur because he did a Maisa to them. I guess the previous main point should have been that there seems to be a stira between two Brisos, whether you have the ability, if you are Mishtachavet Behemes Chavero, whether you have the ability to Asur it. And we had two yeshuvim to that stira, two ways of answering that stira, right? What were the two ways of answering that stira? Was one was in the case of ones, that if you're being forced into it, versus not being forced into it. And the other was whether you did a maisa to it or you didn't do a maisa to it. Okay, so we'll stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up this long Amud, Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We'll pick it up at Ki Asa Rav Dimi.